The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is a substitute for medical advice. The information contained herein in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
Hi, this is Eric Fiorello, and I want to welcome you to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast show that connects your brain to your brawn. Today is November 5th, 2015, and we are sponsored by Dr. Wong's Essentials, www.docspreferred.com. He was just on here last Friday. I'm going to get a show up. It was insane. I'm telling you right now, this guy, that when we got into the manhood stuff, it was just off the wall. So that's going to be a hell of a show. Go out to www.docspreferred.com. Sorenex, Sorenex.com, 803-978-2253, extension 111. Bert will be on here next week. His father's on. Hit and miss, it's usually every 2-3 months, and they are sponsoring me just like for like Dr. Wong for Iceland. So go out to Sorenex.com. Hearts Collision, this is for New York State residents. HeartsCollision.com, 518-477-7937. Tell Lori and Alex we sent you. Also, too, 8xclub.com. That's www.adexclub.com. Donnie, tell Donnie we sent you, man. He's got the best clubs out there. They're adjustable with all different sizes. I think his weights go from 2 to 25 pounds you can put on that club. It works the living shit out of your shoulders. I've been doing that for about 3 weeks now. He's got great stuff. So give Donnie a call and tell him we sent you. Also, FiorelloBarbellCo.com, top 10 ways to build mind and muscle. This e-book's downloading like crazy, and I thank everybody for that. So go out there, change your life, do something spectacular. Hit it, top 10 ways to build mind and muscle. Also, the two products that are coming to market, Strength Times Power Equals Success in the Winner's Circle. Strength Times Power, that's all shot in HD. I'm narrating it. That's the product I used. And I use with multiple people, but Dennis lost 43 pounds using that product in 6 months. It kicks ass, and it will change your life. The same way with the Winner's Circle, you know, goes from my beginnings to where we are today and in between. They're all life-changing products. If you want to really put yourself into it, you'll get where you want to go. And we are going to take the Winner's Circle and keep building it. I'm doing a number of emails right now that were being sent out to anybody that signed up. Wait to see how much content I've put into these. This is the kind of stuff we're doing. We're really giving the stuff away. We want everybody to just come aboard and be part of our family. So go out to FiorelloBarbellCo.com. Sponsorship, the biggest thing here. This keeps this big Italian tank rolling. And $500 a month, you're getting 5 to 15 podcasts. I did 5 podcasts alone yesterday. So you're going to get your branding out there. Chris will help you with anything in that. That's another charge. But remember this, $30 off every $500 goes to muscular dystrophy and buys a flu shot for these kids. This time of year, they get a common cold, and they'll die of pneumonia. That's what happened to my brother Jimmy. And as you know, both of these sites, FBC and M&M, are dedicated in his memory, and muscular dystrophy is what he perished from. So we take that real serious, and, you know, like I told you before, we're going to be doing some work with Warriors on Wheels, too. We're very dedicated to anybody that's got those kind of issues in their life, and we want them to all be part of our family, too. So go out to Fiorello Barbell Co. or Motivation Muscle, fill out the sheet. Let's work together for another 25 years. And remember, we will be over a million strong here. It's happening. I can't tell you the stuff that's happening right now to this show. It's unbelievable. Also, Chris Bigelow does everything here, monsterdevelopment.com. You can get him at, let me see here. I want to make sure, 1-800-687-1609. Tell him that Eric sent you. Obviously, I got two people right now that might be working with him that are on the show. So, it's good. It's good to help each other out. Well, today is Thursday, and we have Coach Rob Regish on here. And if you're not familiar with Rob, Rob is on Superhuman Radio every Tuesday from noon to 1. He has his own website, CoachRobRegish.com. The Blueprint Power Hour, the Blueprint Army. I do believe he's got the Blueprint 4 out that, if I'm wrong, I'm sure he can correct me on that. He's also a supplement designer. We know he has Synthogen. He's got Progenidrex and Tranquilogen. So he's very involved in this, and, you know, he's been in the strength field for over 30 years. So we're going to introduce Rob, bring him in, and we're going to talk about bent rows today, whether it be barbell or dumbbell. And I'm a firm believer in those, and I do believe it's a movement that's been kind of cast in the corner, and we're going to get into that. So, Rob, welcome to Motivation and Muscle, sir.
Thanks for having me, man. Really appreciate it. And, yes, you are spot on. The wait is over. The Blueprint 4.0 pre-release is happening now over at CoachRobRegish.com. So definitely get over there and check it out. If you do enlist in the Blueprint Army, those members already have got it for free. So we're very excited to roll it out and can't wait for the feedback to come in.
Awesome. Yeah. Go ahead. Is there something? Go ahead. If you got something else.
No, it's just You know, it's breaking new ground in hyperplasia. For many years, it's been debated whether or not it can happen in humans. Mm-hmm. But the stark fact of the matter is, I believe it does 100%, and nothing else would explain the gains.
Awesome.
That these guys are getting. So.
All right. Well, hey, that's the name of the game, man.
Yeah.
Gain, strength, power, and think. Talking about strength and power, let's talk about the bent row, which I'll see if you agree with me on it. I don't go to gyms anymore. I haven't been in a gym. Holy God, I can't tell you how long it's been. Over 10 years, I can tell you that. But even then, you didn't see a lot of. We were really the only ones that were doing bent rows. I mean, a lot of people do bent rows more like deadlifts. Bent rows, why do you think they've kind of gone out of fashion pretty much?
Well, probably for the same reason the squat has. It's hard work.
Yep.
And it's really too bad because, you know, a lot of times I'll get guys come to me and they'll say, I want a big bench. I said, okay, well, there's two things we're going to do first. Number one is we're going to squat.
Mm-hmm.
And number two is we're going to row.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to build a big back. And the reason for that is, if you think about it logically, the bigger and thicker your back, the less the distance that bar is going to have to move.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it was once told to me that Ted Arcidi,
yep,
who back in the 80s, I think he had a world record bench press of 705.
Mm-hmm.
We were going to meet him, and one of the guys says, wait till you see his back. You could have a picnic on it. I thought he was exaggerating until I met him.
Yep.
Literally couldn't walk through a door without having to turn sideways.
Yep.
But suffice it to say, you know, a big back like that really starts and ends with heavy rows. And in particular, I think what you're getting at is rowing on a horizontal plane.
Yep.
Which, you know, the old saying is this. You want width, then you're going to be doing vertical rows. Pull downs, chin ups, whatever you want to call them. But if you want thickness, you're going to be doing horizontal rows, which gets back to the basic barbell row, bent arm barbell row, or, you know, my preference would be a one-arm dumbbell or a one-arm barbell row.
Mm-hmm.
Because, frankly, your strength should quickly outgrow whatever dumbbells a gym has available. You know, it's rare to be in a gym these days where the dumbbells go over 100 pounds. But even if they get to 150, you know, you should be outgrowing that quickly.
Yep.
So one of the things that I like to do is, we might be getting ahead of ourselves, but I take a barbell and I jam one end of it in the corner, or I'll put a 25 on it.
Yep.
And I load the other end up with 25s.
Yep.
And, you know, from there, you're using an adjustable bench. You're working the left side, then you're sliding over and working the right.
Yep.
And that's just necessary because you need to load it with 100 pounds, 120, 160. You know, and I'm not counting the weight on the bar of the bar either.
Right. Right. Exactly.
So,
exactly.
That's a little bit about the row, and sadly, like you said, it's kind of gone the way of the dinosaur.
Yeah. Well, and you know, I'll tell you what. I always liked Rose, and when you talk about building the big back, you know, we used to always say if your lats are really big, you could almost fly because they look like wings, man. And I'll tell you where I really like the row. One of the things with the lats is I like curling. Obviously, I curl because I want strong biceps, and after I tore the left one, if you know how to do things right, there was an old article years ago by Ken Leisner, and it was talking about rowing, or not rowing, barbell curls, but it did relate to the size of your lats. And it's interesting because the guys that really know how to curl will dig their elbows right in. If you've got big lats, you can do that. You can use them like that, just like a bench press. And it was interesting because he said he doesn't use an Olympic bar to curl with. Now, he does two different styles. He has a log bar, which I use a lot because it's more of a supination where it keeps all the beating off the biceps. But the interesting thing was he said to take a standard York exercise bar, meaning 1 inch, and he says when you're a big guy and you got big lats, and I've done it and it works, you can take that smaller bar and literally dig your elbows into your lats, and you can do some nasty-ass straight barbell curling, which is real interesting, and that's just another feature of the lats. But I'll tell you one thing I learned, and I learned this from Bill Crawford too, because we like to talk about different exercises for stone lifting and how to propel yourself to greater, you know, size stones, weighted, et cetera, et cetera. The one-arm row is one of the best things that you can do for any type of stone lifting. Andrew Derniak's been on here, and I don't know if you're familiar with him, Rob, but this guy has done one-arm lifting. I believe he did a clean, I want to say over 500 pounds, and pressed it with one arm, and that's no bullshit. I've seen the picture. He's been on the show. He is an incredible athlete, unfriggin' believable. And we were talking about this on the show, and I said, what do you credit your one-arm strength to so much? And he says, the best movement I ever done to create most of this stuff was a big, big one-arm row. Now, as you know, I've talked all the time about this, how I've become a proponent of one-sided training. I believe there's two things I've discovered in 16. Walking with a sandbag or a stone, bear-hugging it for distance, short intervals, heavy, light, in between, and learn how to do that. I'm doing that with Little Al. Unbelievable athlete. You can turn yourself around. You can be anything you want with that. And then the second thing I've discovered is this one-sided training has benefited me probably like the sandbag like that more than anything I've done in 25 years of training. And I'm serious when I say that. You know me. I'm no rookie with training. I've done some shit. I am telling you. Well, I'll tell you this. That one-arm row I do mainly specificity with the other heavy, you know, I use the 2-inch handles, the Apollon axle. For anybody that's not familiar, that's a straight bar, non-revolving 2-inch handle. You get that at Iron Mind. I'm not being paid for that either, and I'm using Iron Mind handles too, the 2-inch handles. I do that because I want to use that to break up the rack training right that. I'm not trying to do records, but I'm doing big shit with them. But and this is what I like, and this is where it protects you if you want to be smart. Your grip is going to dictate what you can lift that night. Some nights I'm better, some I'm not, all right, depending how tired my hands are and stuff. I'll tell you what, that one-arm row, when I brace that against the keg, I've got a big keg filled with water and sand, so I can't move over it or fall over it. I don't use any straps or anything. That is a phenomenal exercise. I mean, phenomenal. And what I like to do, I can do partials with it, meaning this. You can raise it up if you want, but here's a little ditty if you've never done this. I'll use Olympic plates where I'll use 45s or 35s on the ground. That raises it up. You might only have to pull it 6-7 inches. Let me tell you, you can change the size of what you're using at that. Or obviously, I love doing the two-handed bent row. I'm a big believer. I got talking to Dan John, who was on the show last week. He's a big believer in raising things up a little bit higher, meaning maybe you put car tires on, or maybe you lift it off something a little higher, because he believes, especially like what I'm doing right now, you're putting an ass kicking on the small of your back. I don't want to do that right now because I'm getting so much of that with the rack training that I shouldn't be doing that for every movement because eventually it's going to wear me out before I go away, and I don't want to do that. Well, I'll tell you, anybody out there, if you got a shot of getting the proper pieces to build the tire right onto the hub, which slips right onto the Olympic bar, get it. Because it'll raise it enough where you'll still be able to get down in the hole nicely, pull that thing correctly, but you're not going to put that wear on the small of your back. So those are just a few things, Rob. I think if you do that extra, you know, think about it. It hits the shoulder girdle. It hits the upper back. It hits everything. I mean, it hits your hamstrings, everything there. You know, people say, well, a row is just your lats. If you do it properly, it can be a full body.
Yeah, you just hit the nail on the head. You know, like you mentioned hamstrings. The entire body is worth, and yep. And I'll also back you up on unilateral training and the value of such. You know, I push that in 9 out of 10 of my clients, and it's simply because it rectifies strength imbalances that we all have.
Yep.
You know, all having superset one arm barbell jammer presses.
Yep.
With one arm, either dumbbell or barbell rows.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they quickly get an education in which side is stronger versus which side is weaker, and we work accordingly.
Yep.
But
go ahead, Rob.
It's just, you know, the one arm row, whether you're using heavy dumbbells or a barbell, provided your form is anywhere reasonably clean,
mm-hmm.
it are going to develop an incredible amount of whole body power, not just the back and the lats, but the entire body.
Yep. I'm a big believer in this, and Bill Crawford and I got into this pretty heavily on a show. Barbell curls are good if you know how to execute them properly, and we know you can do them a million different ways where you do isometric holds with them. Thick bars, Olympic bars, standard bars, you know, push your back against the wall, the whole deal. But I think he's got it right on the head. You do a bent row properly, you'll get a bigger bicep doing that than doing a direct curl. Now, I don't know if that works for everybody. I can tell you right now, it's working for me big time. Do I still do curls? Yeah, I do a lot of isometric holds, for the power rack. Anybody that doesn't, and I'll make this quick, you should probably pull it off the floor. I don't know if everybody does, but if you have two long sets of rods, obviously if you want to drop them down at a certain height, pull your bar from there, stand straight up. You want to have it, I usually set it at about midpoint. So either you're going to know close to midpoint with a hole in the rack or have somebody there that can mark it or, you know, give you an idea where you are, you know, run something to measure it with or get it real close, put your other set of rods in. Now, how you execute it is this. You're going to pull it off just like a regular bicep curl. You're going to have it close to the body. Start curling it up like you would pull it right to your throat, but you're going to hit this set of rods in the middle, and you want to hold it. Not forever, obviously. If you're not used to this, be very careful with it. Hold it maybe even for a count of 1, 2, and let it down slowly and put it down. I only do singles with that because it puts a ton of stress on the biceps, and you got to be very careful. But I'll tell you right now, out of everything, you do a bent row properly, whether it's with a barbell or a thick handle or a one-inch handle, you'll have a set of biceps on you where people will be like, hey, what are you doing? You're curling 2 1/4? I'm not shitting you either when I tell you this. It will develop you. And just think everything else you're getting off it. I mean, you get in the 2-inch bar, all right? Fingers, wrists, forearms, thumbs, biceps, shoulders, shoulder girdle. Obviously, it's going to cut your weight down, but my God, man, I'm telling you, you practice with stuff like that, you're going to have one hell of a deep-looking physique.
Yeah, I would echo those comments. There is no need for any direct bicep work.
Yep.
If you are really doing your rows justice.
Yep.
And,
Definitely.
You know, don't be, if at all possible, you know, don't use grip aids, but you're very well going to come up to a point where you're rowing so much weight, you do need them, or wrist straps, so to speak.
Sure.
You know, in that event, I don't hesitate to use them there, simply because the lats are infinitely stronger, bigger muscle group than your grip. I can't say enough about the movement. In fact, if I were going to do one back movement, it would probably be that.
Yeah, I agree, because like tonight I got a workout. Tonight's the fourth night, so that means we do a switch either one side or something else. I've been dying to do, and all I'm going to do is I'm going to go in and I'm going to max it tonight, because I usually don't do this. I haven't done the Viking overhead press in a long time,
right?
And I really, really want to do this, and I have a certain piece of apparatus made for this where one rod goes through one end of it, and then the other side lays down on whatever height I want on the other rod, and I have, the best way to describe it, it almost looked like a U-shaped handle that goes into the long piece, and you put a bolt right through it. It goes end to end, and it's all locked down. This is like one of the most fun things you can ever do, and I think it's good to do that once in a while. And I'm going to max, because when Rob's saying if there's one thing to do, go in a row, I'm going to maximize my shoulder girdle and upper back, like who knows how much. And then I'm going to do some neck work and maybe some light hand work, and I'm done for tonight. And then we'll resume the last week of the knuckle down going into the next program and knuckle down. So when you do things like that, it works, man. And the idea with anything you do with a row, I mean, learn how to pull that thing. And, you know, what I like about dumbbells, I don't really know if I want to call it a cheat, but I like sometimes just to take that thing and not I'm not talking stand up, but pull that thing and just give it like a big jerk, man, to the body. You know, kind of doing a little overload. Like I said, using the bigger plates, obviously. If you want to put it up on maybe a short pulling block, or just line up pieces of wood on it, stack them and do it like that. There's so many different ways you can do a bent row, and every way is beneficial as long as you execute it properly and not being sloppy. But I'll tell you what, when you do those big pulls like them, like a jerk that thing up, it's unbelievable. I mean, I just like lifting heavy weight, steel, big chunks of steel. Take it away, Rob.
Yeah, you know, I echo all of those comments, all of those comments. It's worth pointing out, too, that if you're doing the one-arm variety,
yep,
it takes a lot of the stress off the lower back.
Yep, and, you're right.
And I think that's really, really important, because although we haven't discussed it yet, the traditional barbell row, while it's a fantastic movement,
yep,
you very rarely see it performed properly in the gym.
Yep,
because
you're right.
The temptation to cheat, especially when you're adding weight, is monumental. And if you don't stay tight, that's one lift where if you don't stay tight, it'll cost you big time, and it'll be fast. It's not. You know, I lost my form on the last three reps, and I got hurt. No,
yep.
It's just gonna take once, and then you're cooked.
Yeah, and I'll tell you one thing too. We talked about loading tires, and Rob said, you know, straps. You know, I'm not getting paid for this. Randy Strassen's Iron Mind makes exceptional straps. You can get them anywhere. You can go to Elite Fitness, any of those places. I'm just telling you, if anybody out there is not sure, check both of those places out. I'm going to find out, too, from I got to think of his name now. I can't think of the guy's name this second. It'll come to me. But I'm going to talk to him, too, and find out. But, you know, think about that, the whole idea of tires. You know, remember this. I love the idea. We were talking about this the other day on the show. Sometimes the look of something I call it environment. You know, environment, your atmosphere really equals your attitude, okay? You walk in and see a big set of car tires on an Olympic bar or a fat bar or whatever. It's going to make you want to train that thing, go after it. And I've been doing this stuff with little Al. I try to impress upon him that the look of things can make you really, really want to lift them that much harder. And, man, I'll tell you, there's nothing more impressive. I use sometimes my millstones to row. Now, my millstones weigh 210 pounds a millstone. You walk up and see those on the ground, those are friggin' impressive as hell, man. And they're a little bit raised, too. So you throw a millstone over the top of a tire, you tell me you don't want to pull that off no matter what. And if you got to use straps, which I have to use straps, you know, you're talking way over 400 pounds, man. Load them up. chalk them up. Let's go, man. Jump on, pull that motherfucker. You know what I mean? That's the whole idea of it. So, you know, rows can be like one of the best movements you ever do. They can be the most result. Just think about what I said with the biceps. That enough. I know everybody loves big biceps. Biceps, biceps, biceps. Okay, you want the movement? Bent row. Give it a shot. Rob, summarize, because I know we're pinched for time. Give your information out. Give mine out. And I just stand the line, if you would, please, for a minute.
Sure. I think it's safe to say at this point that if you're not rowing, you need to be, whether that's the traditional bent over barbell or preferably, in my opinion, the one arm dumbbell or heavy barbell row. It lends itself well to a variety of, let's say, set and rep spreads. 5x5 is a favorite, 10-8-6-6 is another one. Both ascending and descending pyramids, it is an excellent supplemental lift. Use it and grow not just in your back and your lats, but your biceps, really your entire body. You'll even feel it in your hamstrings.
Hell yeah. And you know something? I'll give everybody something I've been doing getting ready to go to Iceland. Do good mornings and then go and do bent rows. And let me know at FiorelloBarbell@NICAP.R.com if you liked them or not. I'll tell you right now, they'll give you a blowout like you've never felt before. I've walked around, my hamstrings feel like they're going to rip through my skin for 2 days. It's like the back, you're walking around just jacked all over the place. So try that. Don't forget, if you got whatever bar you want to use, good mornings, and do some bent rows. Rob, why don't you give all your information, if you would, please? I didn't mean to step on you.
No.
I thought of that.
That's fine.
Yeah,
I'm on live every Tuesday on superhumanradio.com at noon. The name of the show is the Blueprint Power Hour, and I answer listener questions from all over the world. In addition, I am right here on motivationandmuscle.com every Thursday. And we are in the midst of the pre-release of the Blueprint 4.0. This has been 3 years in the making, if not longer. It has one and only one goal, is to grow the maximum amount of muscle tissue in the minimum amount of time. It's going to break new ground in terms of hyperplasia in humans, how to, as well as some very edgy gray market supplement guides that I've put together. So nice. Head on over to CoachRobRegish.com. It is up, the pre-sale right now. We anticipate running that through the end of the month, and it will be available at a discount during that time, and then the window's going to close. So would appreciate it if you go over there and check it out, CoachRobRegish.com.
Hey, that'd be a nice piece to get, you know, to go into 2016, huh?
Yeah, well, not only are you going to get the Blueprint 4.0, but it comes with 2.0, 3.0,
yeah.
The Blueprint Meteoric, and a subscription to the Blueprint Bulletin. So it's hard to go wrong.
No, you got an encyclopedia of knowledge, Aaron, man. Like, you know, we are getting near the end of the year. Everybody's got their New Year's resolution. So, you know, jump on board. Rob, they can just get to the site to get hold of you. Or do you have a specific email or anything you want to give out for that?
If they have any questions, you can email them to me at the Blueprint Army. That's all one word, theblueprintarmy@gmail.com.
Okay.
You can also find me on Facebook, Coach Rob Regish.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I'll be happy to take their questions.
Absolutely. This is Motivation Muscle, the podcast show that connects your brain to your brawn. We're sponsored by Dr. Wong's Essentials, www.docsprefer.com, Sorenex.com. Don't forget to give them a call at 1-803-978-2253, extension 111. Also, Hearts Collision here in New York State, so go out to heartscollision.com. It's 518-477-7937. Don't forget about our good friend Donnie G. Fardino, www.adexclub.com. That's adexclub.com. Tell him we sent you. He's a fabulous guy, man. He's another guy that'll talk to you too. I have a lot of respect for Donnie. He's been on here twice. This guy's come up with a beautiful piece of equipment, and check it out. Don't forget, too, to go out and look at the top 10 ways to build mind and muscle. That's a free one. All you got to do is give your email address. I can't tell you enough. That book is downloading like crazy. It's just 10 simple paragraphs. Go after it. That's all. Same way with our two biggest products to date, Strength Times Power Equals Success, Winner's Circle. There's no bullshit here, man. This is the stuff, man. You want something that you're going to go out and put your teeth into? I got two products that'll do that. You want to talk to me? I'm always available. If I don't get back to you, you'll hear from me within 24 hours, guaranteed. Everything that's on here I've done, and I'm doing other shit now that'll blow your mind when you see what's coming out, even film-wise, in the next 4 weeks. So go out to FiorelloBarbellCo.com, MotivationMuscle.com for those products. Don't forget, too, sponsorship. Come aboard. 25 years, we're going to be over a million strong. Like I said, we are not following the path. We're clear-cutting the path. Come join my family. I know I'm Italian. It might sound like the mafia. Well, good, because we want everybody in here, man. We want everybody tight, working together, making each other better. So go out and look at FiorelloBarbellCo.com. $500 a month, but let me tell you, you're getting your money's worth with me, and I work my ass off 7 days a week. Come on aboard. Let's work together for the next 25 years. Chris Bigelow does everything here. Chris Bigelow's at monsterdevelopment.com, 800-687-1609, FiorelloBarbellCo.com, MotivationMuscle.com. We're on iTunes and Stitcher. Give us, give us a review. We've gotten 5 stars from everybody. What can I tell you? Thanks, everybody, and we're growing, growing, growing. We are on Twitter at Fiorello Eric. If you want Rob and I to do a specific show, Fiorello Barbell at NICAP.R.com. Also, too, we had Matt Vincent on yesterday. I'm going to try to have his show up tomorrow morning. You want to hear a show that was explosive. Holy cow. Incredible. It's like everybody on here. I would love to list every single thing everybody's saying. I thank everybody for the compliments. I appreciate all the help you've given me. And I'll tell you one thing. I've worked so friggin' hard to do this, man, and I'm going to keep giving you the best stuff out there. I will tell you this. We are booked through the middle of April 2016 already.
Wow.
I think that is big, man, and we're coming. Like I said, look out. As Mick said in Rocky, you know, you're a big, greasy, fast, lightning Italian tank. That's what we are here, man. And we're coming, baby. I mean it. Let me see. Like I always say, if someone seeks you out in the gym or the concrete jungle, don't be afraid to give them your time. It's very important. Words heal with people. You know, be a steward of strength. Second of all, as my mother said when we were kids, you know, never be afraid to say hello to somebody or give them a smile. That might be all they get that day. Thirdly, go out and rip some iron up tonight, today, this afternoon, whatever. Take stones, turn them into dust. Don't forget about the Hoosta Steel Crusher. It says domination and blood red on each side. We are domination. We are over a million strong. And remember, nobody will ever clip our balls. I guarantee you that. And last but not least, as our good friend Russell Furr says, when I listen to your show, I swear there's testosterone dripping out of my speakers. It'll always be that way, Russell, and we're going to get you on here too, man, and I appreciate the compliment. So, Rob Regish, thanks for being on the show, sir.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Anytime. So, for Coach Rob Regish, this is Eric Fiorello. Thanks for listening, and we'll be on next Thursday. Got more shows to go this week, and keep plugging, man. Don't let anybody ever put your ass down. Go and make your dreams a reality. Stick with us. We love you all.
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.